The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It's almost 36 minutes after the top of the hour. And my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Let's go to the phones, and as I promised, we're going to go to Paul in Grove City. Paul, welcome. How are you doing today?
Hey, Bob, buddy, man. After that segment there ago, you were explaining about how the Taliban go to door-to-door. And I'm doing fine, but boy, I'm having a hard time dealing with this whole Afghan thing. But back to what you were explaining, Bob, I was telling your screener there, Jeff, I was like, what would it made, and this is just to educate me, Bob, what would it have made a difference of how Biden made the exit, of what way they were going to treat by they're going the door to door and, you know, the father's getting the gun or, you know, you know what you were explaining there. I can't really explain it exactly the way you did, but what would have made it any different if the exit would have been different? They were still going to do what they were going to do, aren't they? Because that's just the way the nature of the beast is with them guys.
Well, what I understand, Paul, and you know I'm not an expert on anything, but what I understand is that when the Trump administration negotiated with the Taliban, because the Taliban has always been there. They weren't completely destroyed and decimated. They were always in the background, waiting, lurking, and so forth. But yeah. Again, what I understand, the Trump administration made it absolutely clear. You cannot take over the country as you did before. If you want a part in the government, then you have to act civilized. You cannot kill people. You cannot do this, 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 and this. And an agreement was reached as to what the limits of their authority and their power would be after U.S. troops left. Well, and I think Trump made it clear, if you violate this, we will come and wipe you out. We will just destroy you. And they knew that Donald Trump meant it. And not only did he mean it, he would send in troops, kill them, and he would go on TV and brag about it. They knew that. You know, they knew that he was a little wacky, and, you know, he was a cowboy. And I think they were terribly afraid of him. After the inauguration, after President Biden became president, the Taliban began violating the terms of this agreement for the U.S. troop withdrawal. They began violating that because they didn't fear Joe Biden. They didn't fear the U.S. government any longer. They didn't fear that because of the track record of democratic governments. One thing that I just found out today, one of the Taliban leaders leading this surge is a gentleman that was in Guantanamo Bay, and he was traded for the release of Bo Bergdahl. Remember Bo Bergdahl, the deserter?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And we traded five Taliban fighters that were in Guantanamo Bay, and the terms of that trade was they could never go to Afghanistan and be involved in terrorism again. Well, they went to Qatar, and they established a Taliban base in Qatar. And now one of those five that was traded for an American deserter is one of the leaders of the Taliban. Well, anyway, the reason I brought that up, because of the past track record of weak American administrations, they began violating the terms of the agreement, which Joe Biden then could have said, all right, you have shown to the world again, you can't be trusted. The agreement is done, over, finished. And you know what? We're going to leave some troops here in Afghanistan until you know that we mean business. He didn't. He didn't. And he just said, we're out of here. They didn't make contingencies for what happened at the airport. They did not expect that. Just last month, President Biden looked into the cameras and said, the Taliban is not going to run over the country. That's not going to happen. And then they were asked, well, you know, what about Saigon when we were lifting people off the roof with helicopters? Oh, that'll never happen. The Taliban isn't like the North Koreans, you know, or not the North Koreans, the North Vietnamese. And he was completely oblivious. And the more I'm reading, even CNN, who has been just in love and love and love with Joe Biden, CNN is saying that Joe Biden absolutely refused the counsel of his top military advisors because he had already made up his mind. And even CNN says Joe Biden, I've got the quote here. I don't, maybe I'll read it to you a little later. But CNN says, well, you know, he has a reputation for making single-handed unilateral decisions because he's stubborn. And if his authority is questioned, he will dig his heels in even deeper because no one dare question his authority. And he absolutely refused the counsel of his top military advisors. And he ordered the withdrawal as it has unfolded. And his military advisors told him this is probably what would happen. And he did it anyway.
Yeah. Well, my thing is, too, though, Bob, is we've got other troops. I mean, see, I know when Trump was the one that made the move, we understand that, that he was going to start this whole thing. And
he did.
Biden just, you know, piggybacked onto that. But we've got other troops, you know, throughout the world. So it didn't make sense. I mean, what's the, you know, if we got other troops, what was the big hurt? There hadn't been a military person that had been killed in a year,
a long time.
What was the big deal? If we had other troops,
right,
it just didn't pan out with
well.
Trump
and that was my point. When the Taliban began violating the agreement made with the Trump administration, I agree with you. What is the big deal? 3,000 troops in a country of millions and millions of people, and we were keeping relative peace in the country. We were. With just 3,000. Now, right now, Paul, we have 6,000 of our troops in the country, and the country is in absolute chaos. We have twice as many troops in Afghanistan right now as we did a week ago, and we had peace a week ago, and now we have absolute chaos, killing, murder, slaughter. It's just the way it was handled is a complete abject failure. And most reasonable people are understanding that. Even Democrats, some of Biden's strongest supporters, are realizing what a fiasco this was. And they don't want to be associated with it because they got to get reelected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're politicians. They want to get reelected. So anyway, it's just a sad, sad thing. And I've talked a lot about Biden and the political thing, but I want to go back. More important, what's done is done. It cannot be reversed. It was a horrible mistake, but we're not going back. And so we must pray for our brothers and sisters that are in Afghanistan, that God would somehow protect them and would get glory out of this horrible situation.
Yeah. All right, Bob. I know you spent a lot of time with me. So anyway, buddy.
All right.
Have a good day, man.
All right. You too. Pray. We need to pray for the people of Afghanistan. Thanks, Paul. Yeah. God bless you. And it's rare that I talk to someone that long. This is just heart-wrenching. It is heart-wrenching. And listen, anybody who is beating on their chest saying, nah, 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 boo, boo, I told you this would happen. You voted for Biden, I told you, ha, ha, ha. Please, none of us should be rejoicing. People are dying, and more are going to die.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Wow, the shock continues. During the commercial break, I got this breaking news headline from the New York Times. Now, the New York Times has just had one love affair after another with the Biden administration. They hated Trump, but they love Biden. And the New York Times, about as far left as you can go in the print media today. Anyway, here is the story that I just got. I mean, just moments ago. Headline, U.S. spy agencies warned that the Afghan army would collapse. Increasing pessimism. Whoops, wait a minute. Let me scroll up a little. I missed a little bit of that. Okay. Classified reports from U.S. spy agencies over the summer warned with increasing pessimism that the Afghan military would collapse rapidly and the Taliban would take over, according to current and former U.S. government officials. But President Biden maintained that it was unlikely to happen as quickly. Now, we know that you can't always trust the New York Times. If they are correct, when President Biden just a few weeks ago looked into the cameras and said, it's not going to happen, the Taliban's not going to take over the whole country, that's highly unlikely. When he made those comments, U.S. spy agencies, America's intelligence agencies were telling the president, it'll probably happen. So the question, the honest question, did Joe Biden believe what he was saying? Or was he lying? I don't know. But evidently, he was getting briefings when he looked into the cameras and assured Americans, the Taliban's not going to take over the country. We're not going to have a situation like in Saigon. We're not closing the embassy. We're, you know, when he made those statements with absolute assurance, he was being told behind the scenes exactly the opposite. And yet, in his speech yesterday, he blamed everyone but himself. Here is CNN today. Headline, Afghanistan's collapse was not preordained. It was willful abandonment. That's CNN. Here's another CNN story from this morning. Biden administration embroiled in internal blame shifting amid Afghanistan chaos. It is a 7-page story about the turmoil within the Biden administration, the infighting within the Biden administration. Jake Tapper, who hated Donald Trump but has loved Joe Biden, Here's Jake Tapper from yesterday. Quote, the president said that the buck stopped with him, but in fact, the speech was full of finger-pointing and blame, especially for the Afghans. He did not really get into or accept any blame for the catastrophic exodus that we have been watching on television for the past several days. That's Jake Tapper. Here's another CNN story. Inside Biden's defiant Afghanistan response. Quote, by the time images of desperate Afghans clinging to American warplanes began emerging from Kabul on Monday morning, President Joe Biden had conceded to aides he had little choice but to interrupt his stay at Camp David to return to the White House. And, it, you know, of all the things I've read in the last 2 days, this may be the most disturbing. Now, this again is CNN. But CNN is saying that they have sources within the White House that are saying Joe Biden did not want to leave Camp David and come and address the nation yesterday. He had to be not forced, but his staff insisted, begged him, pleaded with him, Mr. President, you got to address the country. He didn't want to, according to CNN. Quote, throughout the weekend, Biden had remained at the presidential retreat, receiving briefings on screens or over the phone while sitting alone at a conference table. Advisors huddled separately to discuss when and how he should address the situation. So after they, his advisors, got together without him, they came to the president and said, you got to go. You got to go. Quote, when he returned to the White House midday Monday, many of his aides assumed he would at least spend the night. Yet almost as soon as Biden touched down in Washington, word went out that his stay at the executive mansion would be brief. After his 18-minute speech, Biden quickly decamped again for the mountains. And again, this is CNN. And then we're finding out that Americans are not going to be given priority in evacuation. I've even got a petition in my hand from MoveOn.org. Yeah, MoveOn.org, condemning the Biden administration for what happened in Afghanistan. MoveOn.org. All right, I'm done with Afghanistan. I don't intend to discuss it any further. I think I've said plenty. Most important, history will have to judge Joe Biden, and I think it will judge him poorly. We need to pray for the people, especially the Christians in Afghanistan.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.